It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in to the Matt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is time for more of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin Hawkinsmith. I am with Greg Pickle. Remember, you can get all of our content at our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download our free app, Keystone Sports. Greg, earlier this week, we talked about questions for the 2020 season. We talked offense. Now it's time to go to the other side of the ball, and I'm going to give you my questions. Essentially, we're going to go through each position group, deal with the questions. Like earlier in the week, I'm going to start from the inside, work my way out. So that means we start with the defensive line, where two starters are gone, two important starters. We have Robert Windsor gone from defensive tackle position, and Etor Gross Matos gone from the defensive end position. Let's start where I think it might be a little more straightforward. On the defensive end side, Matos, great player. We expect him to be a first-round draft pick. Do we have the guys that are ready to take over for him?
Well, I mean, I would like to stop and think that that answer is yes, especially with Shaka Toney coming back, and you only have to worry about filling one side of the line now, which it was interesting to me that James Franklin spoke a week ago, Wednesday, on the second National Signing Day. Of course, Penn State didn't sign anyone. And he wasn't even asked about Shaka Toney returning, which was just a little bit surprising to me, considering that, you know, he's not put an announcement out yet. He has not. He just didn't say anything. The deadline just kind of came and went for the NFL draft, and that was that.
Is that not the most shocking thing, player in today's day and age, not coming out
that
and saying
something?
That is who
Shaka is, though. You know, he does a lot of talking on the field, but he's a fairly quiet guy off the field, and I think that's just kind of who he is and how he prefers to go about his business, which, of course, is his right and perfectly fine. So, you know, obviously, it's going to be a battle between Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac to replace Etor Gross Matos. I think you would love to see a guy like Shane Simmons maybe finally see the field, finally put it all together and earn some playing time. But I just don't, if it hasn't clicked yet, I know there's been some injuries that factored into this, but if it hasn't clicked yet, Jim, it's just hard for me to believe that it's going to suddenly click as he enters his, his redshirt senior season. So hopefully it does, because again, he's been a great kid who's done a lot for Penn State. But, you know, it's Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac. It's their job to lose. Both of those guys showed a lot this past season. And with Daniel Joseph going, I really don't see anybody else really threatening those two for one, you know, for that starting job and first backup role.
Well, we've all heard about Jason Owe's skill set, his speed, first of all. And I think just the fact that Adisa Isaac played as much as he did as a true freshman really tells you what the staff thinks of him. And anything you get from a guy like a Shane Simmons has got to be considered just a bonus at that position. You know, like you said, after this many years, and it hasn't come to fruition yet for him.
Yeah, no, it makes it tough when you're around for that much time and don't, you know, are unable to really, like I said, crack the depth chart. So, you know, we'll see. I could be wrong, and it could shake out, and this be the year that he finally moves forward. But it's hard to predict at this point.
All right, let's move to the inside, which I don't think is quite as cut and dried. With Windsor gone, you have, do you call Antonio Shelton the returning starter?
Yeah, yep.
And then now you have several names, Fred Hanser, P.J. Mustipher, Judge Culpepper. And I realize that they rotate these guys, but is there a guy who's going to step up and be that definite starter, someone who can separate himself from the crowd when you look at that group, Greg?
Yeah, I would hope. I mean, you would hope so, right? I mean, to me, you look at that defensive line group, and John Scott Jr. certainly has his work cut out for him, because, you know, Damian Barber's a little bit further down the depth chart. We haven't seen much from him yet. I mean, you assume that Shelton and Mustipher will be your two starters, but I think you're going to have depth issues there unless somebody like a Fred Hansard or Judge Culpepper really takes the next step. But the one thing we don't know is that we know Sean Spencer loved to hockey line change, rotate guys in and out. I mean, and I understand that was to keep him fresh, but I just wonder with the fresh perspective of John Scott Jr., Brent Pry obviously has enough tape now to see whether he wants to continue doing that or not. I just wonder if we'll see such massive rotations or if the timing of those rotations would change. How many times can you recall that Penn State went down and scored and either maybe they got up 10, maybe they got back within 7, maybe it was up 3, whatever. But they'd go to the next defensive series and the backup defensive lineman would be out there. And it's just, you just stop and think to yourself, you know, isn't this a good time to keep your best guys out there on the field? And I understand the idea of wanting them fresh for later in the game, but it just felt like they bypassed some opportunities to keep the top guys out there. So I just wonder if that'll change at all. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, whether it does or whether it doesn't, they have two starters in Mustafa and Shelton that they should feel pretty good about, and not much else from the depth perspective heading into spring practice.
Well, and also, how much of that rotation is because they're on the field for so long? The offense, whether they score or give the ball up, it seems they do it fast. And I know time of possession has been such an overrated statistic, right? But what it translates into is so many snaps for this Penn State defense where they probably felt they had to do rotation just so these guys can survive. But let's move on to the next level, and this is one that I really like to talk about, which is the linebacker position, where you have graduation, two-thirds of the starters.
Yes.
Cam Brown and Jan Johnson are gone. Two-thirds of the crew is gone, but I think they might be better this year.
Yes, I do too. I think you're right on with that. I think that you look at the mixture they're going to have now between Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith. You have obviously an All-American back in Micah Parsons. You expect one of Ellis Brooks or Jesse Lucchetta to take a huge step forward this offseason. So you put all of that together, and to me, Jim, this has a chance to be the best linebacker unit in the country. I mean, they've recruited the position well enough for that to be true. They have another five-star coming in Curtis Jacobs to keep the pipeline going. And they have, again, an All-American back along with a five-star guy who got his feet wet a little bit and showed some promising signs in Brandon Smith. And then another five-star, Lance Dixon, who they couldn't find enough opportunity to get him on the field, which is why he redshirted in 2019. But I think he would have played a lot of other places in a lot of other years, but it just didn't work out for Penn State last year. But you get him on the field now, too. This group has a chance to just be fantastic.
Well, how is it going to line up, at least to start the game? Is it Ellis Brooks is going to be in the middle, which means one of the three five-stars, obviously Micah Parsons, is going to be out there? Might we have Lance Dixon still not cracking the starting lineup?
Right. I could certainly see that, yes. But I do think that Penn State can be a little bit creative with how it gets him into the mix, and that will only help matters. As, again, you try and find a way to use all these guys, not just because they're extremely talented, but also to show future recruits that, hey, we might have four or five-star linebackers in the program right now, but each of them are getting the chance to shine.
Could we see four linebackers on the field? Where
I wouldn't rule it out at this point. I mean, they have the person. They seem to have. So here's the question: is this, will Brent Pry want to install? So, I mean, we've seen him go to the 3-5-2 thing a couple of times, but that's not enough players. 3-6-2, I guess it was. Anyway, you know, we've seen them do that.
How about 3-5-3?
3-5-3, that'll work. We've seen them do some things like that previously, and I just wonder if with the expected lack of depth along the defensive line and as many good linebackers as they have, it certainly makes a lot of sense to maybe try that package out this year.
Well, but let's talk about middle linebacker itself. Is that Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucchetta, or could one of these other three play the middle?
Perhaps. I think it just depends how they want to align their defense. You know, if you look at the what they've done in the past, you know, could it be crazy to see maybe someone slide inside and Micah come down and rush off the edge for a play or two? I don't think that's out of the question with any of those guys, but Micah makes the most sense and is most interesting to me in that regard. So, yeah, you know, I think it would make plenty of sense to see four linebackers on the field to see, you know, but as it relates, and, you know, you could make that work any way you wanted to, but I do expect it for at least Penn State's base defense, the 4-3 look, that it'll be Luketta or Brooks starting inside, and then the rest of the spots will be filled in from there.
All right, let's go to the DBs, and I believe we expected more from that group, position group, going into the 2019 season than we got. Our graduates are Garrett Taylor and John Reed are gone. I think it's fair to say that neither one of them really lived up to expectations.
Yeah.
So starting with the corners, again, just like the linebackers, am I off to say I think we're going to see a better performance from the cornerbacks this year?
You would sure hope so. I mean, but the questions are plentiful there, too. I mean, is Donovan Johnson back, or is he going to be a part of the mixture after being hurt for much of last season? Is he a guy who can step in and maybe win one of those jobs? You know, Tariq Castro Fields comes back. I must say I was not overly impressed with a lot of what we saw from him in 2019. I don't know if injuries played a role in that or not. But, you know, the two guys I'll keep a closest eye on, three of them actually, Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis, are guys that, to me, I think Tariq Castro Fields is going to have to hold both of them off to keep a grip on that starting job. And we saw some stuff from Joey Porter Jr. Down the stretch in the secondary that was eye-catching. I just think that those younger guys seem to have a little bit more of a willingness to go not just find the ball but make a play on it and make turnovers happen that some of their veteran counterparts just never really followed through on in a lot of cases during their time at Penn State. So those young guys are going to be tough to keep off the field, Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson especially.
Well, I think with those two guys, what you have to make note of also is they were both true freshmen getting that playing
right.
time, and that in a and of itself is an indicator of what the coaching staff thinks of them. All right, let's talk safeties. As I said, Garrett Taylor's gone. We have Lamont Wade, Jahan Brisker, Jonathan Sutherland back.
Yeah. To me, I think Wade will be the leader of that group. I think that, you know, at the other spot, you'll have Sutherland and Brisker fight for that time. If I had to make a gut prediction today, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker would be the two starters. But Brent Pry is going to have to spend a lot of time with Terry Smith and Tim Banks this offseason and just really work through what the issues were that allowed other teams to beat up Penn State zone, especially so consistently. You know, when they played man, they were more or less okay. But as soon as they went to zone, they had too many instances where safeties were late to help cover for corners when guys just weren't anywhere, like the Minnesota game, for example, when there were just receivers running wide open. I think they have a lot to figure out back there. I don't think Wade or Brisker would be a casualty of those conclusions, but they could both take a big step forward here, too.
There were definitely some plays where you just said this was not schemed very well.
Right.
There were breakdowns where receivers were running free. All right, that's it for quarter number two and our defensive questions. Stick around. We're going to do Ask Greg next.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.